Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 August, July. Welcome back to the program. We're glad you're with us. And I do mean that. Tonight we got a special guest on. I'm going to introduce you in a minute. Before we do that, though, remind everybody we're going to have Bible study this weekend. I hope you'll join us. I know you can't be there from Washington State or New York or anywhere else, but you can join us if you want to live, either on video or by phone. If you want to join some video, we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. All you have to do is go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble, and there will be live. You can join us when we want to take prayer requests and praise reports for the first half hour. We go from 10:30, 11 of that, to 11:30, 12:30, we cover Christian worldview news. Prophecy in the news. And folks, prophecy is being fulfilled at a rapid pace, especially Ezekiel 38 has come together so quickly for America. Believe me, it truly is. So join us if you can. Now, if you can't join us by on a computer, you can call this number, 339-209-5013 and join us live that way. And I'll be giving out a phone number while you listen. You can hang up and call if you want to come in and join us. Or if you're watching on the internet, you can just call the number that'll be on the screen and talk to us and ask questions. Folks, we want you to join us because that's why we're there. We're here because you folks are out there helping us and praying for us and helping us pay the bills. If you weren't there, we wouldn't be here. And we're going on our 33rd year. Gee. And I'm getting old and I know it. But anyway, our guest tonight is a young lady that I heard about through my brother, whose daughter lives in North Carolina, that knew this young lady's mama and got to know Kelly Collins, the same way. Kelly, well, I don't know how to put it, went through hell a lot of her life. She was really having a battle in so many different directions. And she found some answers. I'm going to let her tell the whole story in a minute. But tonight's broadcast is to give everybody out there hope, male or female, young or old, our God, through his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, by the blood of Christ, can cleanse you and make you whole and make you a brand new creation in him. And he'll wash away all your sins. He'll cleanse you from all trespasses. And he'll make you a brand new creation in his eyes and guide you with his love and grace and word. Now, that's the truth. He will do that for you if you'll trust him. So we're going to go right now to our guest, Miss Kelly Collins. I've got to speak to her over the last couple, 3 weeks or a month, a few times on the phone, heard a lot of her story, and she is a walking miracle. So if you're out there at night, and you, I don't care what you're into, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's booze, maybe it's pornography, maybe it's just other kinds of filth, maybe you're, God forbid, but maybe you are a child trafficking victim, and you're hearing this somehow or another. There's help for you. There truly is. And by the way, if you want to call me anytime during the day, between 9 and 4 Eastern, you can call our office, and if you want to place an order for the things we offer, like the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash and Strauss products or some of our books or materials, whatever, you call between 9 and 4 Eastern at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call our toll number because a toll-free number is pretty expensive, but call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You want to call and order something, give a donation. If you want to speak to me, you'll probably get Faith on the phone. And you tell her, I want to talk to Pastor Butch. She will find me. And I promise you, they'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Don't ever think I'm unreachable, untouchable, and I don't want to talk to you because I do. I'm a mere servant, just as you are. I'm only a servant. I'm no better or no worse than anybody else in the eyes of our Savior. I'm just a servant for Christ, my King and my Lord, and I want to offer my services if I can, okay? So call if you want to. Anytime, I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Now, without any further ado, let's talk to Kelly Collins. Kelly, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. And I'm so excited that by the grace of God, we got to meet each other by phone, and I got to hear some of your story. And your story is heartbreaking, but uplifting at the same time, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You know, and it's just amazing how our precious Heavenly Father, through the grace of Christ, can get us back on the track and help us walk straight in him. And folks, without him, there is no hope, period. Understand that. You're not going to make it through a psychiatrist or psychologist or anything else or medicines. It ain't going to happen if it comes to spiritual needs, even mental needs and physical needs. Our God can meet them according to his great mercy and will. Now, Kelly, I'm going to turn you loose. You tell the folks a little bit about who you are and
okay.
How your life started and how you got in this mess. What happened?
Well, like you said, my name is Kelly Collins. I'm 45 years old. I have 5 children total, and 3 are grown, and then the youngest 2 are a set of 9-year-old girls, and I got 3 grandchildren. So you can imagine, I started really, really early with pregnancy and having sex and doing all that. So, you know, growing up as a young girl in my home, it was traumatic. Like my childhood was robbed from me, and I lost it to violence, fear, addiction. You know, both my parents, they were alcoholics, dabbled in drugs. Back then, the drugs weren't what they are today, but nevertheless, drugs. And so me and my younger brother, which is only a couple years younger than me, we had to grow up pretty hard and pretty fast. You know, I saw my mom and dad beating on each other, and all I knew was just violence. And so as a really young girl, I just had so much anger and so much pain that I had saw and experienced. You know, some of the stories that I have, one of them being, you know, being with my mother and her being promiscuous and infidelity, and a boyfriend that she had at the time tried stabbing her, and by the grace of God, he didn't stab my mom. It went through her shirt, with me standing right in behind her, missing me and stabbing 2 other gentlemen. almost bringing both of them to a really young death. They were both young men that were trying to come to my mother's rescue. Like I said, these were just regular weekends events in my childhood life. So at the age of about 11, I tried to commit suicide for the first time. Seventh grade, I remember going to school and I remember thinking, I just don't ever want to go back to that home. I don't ever want to go back there. So I had taken a whole bottle of 500 milligram Tylenol, which was all that I could find from the house. And I remember standing at the water fountain and just dumping them into my hand and taking as much water in as I could to swallow them. And once I had swallowed so many to the point where I just couldn't swallow anymore, as I proceeded to walk down the hallway, I just collapsed. And I woke up, of course, in the emergency room, and I was having my stomach pumped. And like I said, you know, I was an 11-year-old girl. My mother was there, and, you know, we went through the process of them trying to tell my mom that I needed probably some psychiatric help, you know. And, of course, my family being misguided and in the wrong kind of life themselves, they weren't interested in getting any help from me. You know, it was, I just kind of got scolded and life went back right on to usual, you know, just another day. And so as I came in to be about, I guess about 14, 15 years old, I just moved out. I met someone, he was in his early 20s, and, you know, I know now what it was, is I was just looking so hard for something to fill me with something other than what I was full of.
How old were you when you moved in with the 20-something-year-old man? How old were you?
I moved out of my mother's home and moved into an apartment with my first husband. I ended up marrying him. But I was 14 years old
14
when I
years
moved
old.
Out.
And yeah. You got married at age 14?
No, my mother signed for me to get married at the age of 15. We lived together for just a little bit, and then I became pregnant with my first daughter, who is now getting ready to be 29 years old. And once I became pregnant, you know, my mother agreed to just go ahead and sign for us to be married. And so I was married at 15 years old and was 6 months pregnant with my first daughter when I married my first husband. And that marriage, it lasted about 7 years, ended up having another daughter. He's actually the father of my oldest two girls. And he's passed away now, Lord rest his soul.
Was he saved before he left? Did he become a Christian before he died?
Yes. Yes,
all
he
right.
Most definitely did. He most definitely
Amen.
Did. He knew the Lord. We didn't have a close relationship, but I do know that he knew the Lord, and I know that that he was close with a church family and stuff. So yes, I do believe that that he's in heaven, his soul's in heaven. I do believe that.
All right. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself shows the grace of God right there.
Yes.
That shows the grace of God. It does. Go ahead.
So after about a seven-year marriage, there was some physical abuse, which resulted in me leaving and taking my two children with me. And, you know, over the years, to make a long story short there, by the age of 21, I was married twice. I was in my second marriage and had three children at the age of 21. Mm. And had no support system, you know, no kind of relationships that were meaningful or that were supportive. You know, I just was just out here lost in this world trying to raise three children. And found myself in the middle of another marriage where, you know, there was abuse. There was already alcohol and drug addiction going on in my life, as well as my second husband. And so I was in a mess, you know. I really was. Everything I touched, it seemed to just blow up. You know, and I just had this state of mind and this wrong thinking that I just had been through so much that I just was one of those people that was just not meant to ever get it right. That I was just lost cause. You know, I really just didn't have much hope that I would ever be sober, much less have the life that I have today, which the Lord offers whenever you do.
Well, you know, that's one of Satan's biggest lies, telling you that you have no hope.
Yeah.
That's one of his biggest lies. He'll lie to people and keep them discouraged to the point that they won't commit suicide. They just give up.
Yes.
They don't think they can ever turn around. And many times, Kelly, I talk to people who said, I'm beyond saving. I've sinned way too far for Christ to forgive me for anything. I've heard that many times. And it's such a heartbreaking statement to hear, because people think that Christ can't reach them where they are. And I'm so thankful that's not true. I am so grateful it's not true. But go ahead.
So am I. So am I. And you're exactly right. The enemy wants you to stay focused on your past. He wants you to sit and stay in a pattern of just feeling sorry for yourself. He just wants to keep you drugged down in that. And A few years passed by. Of course, I end up getting divorced again, and here I am, a single mom with three children. And, you know, I work all week, but on the weekends now, from Friday till Sunday, I just would use a lot of drugs and drink a lot of alcohol. My children, you know, they saw a lot of things that children should never have to see in a home coming up. You know, when you're not brought up in the way that you're supposed to go, then you don't know how to bring your children up.
That's very true.
In the way that they're supposed to go. So
we are seeing that so much in society today, that the moms and dads grew up in a broken home or a home that was not Christian, and that's happened through many generations, from my generation right on now. And now we're seeing the results of that, a total chaos in society.
It's a generational curse.
Yes, it
that
is.
Will,
yes,
that
yes,
will
it
follow
is.
Through. It will trickle down to you and then to your children and into your grandchildren and into your great-grandchildren. If you do not throw yourself on the mercy of the Lord and just go to Him and let Him have it and ask Him to break them. But the good news is, once you ask Him to break that, believing in faith, believing, that's what He wants for every one of us, to be free from that. He will break that. He has done that for my family. My mother's mom, which was my grandmother, she was she used alcohol and she lost her life out in the middle of Fidelity in a car accident. You know,
oh, wow.
So I can look back through my family and I can see how the enemy was able to use different people from every generation to just keep everyone bound up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, yeah. So I'll tell you, what happened is when I was about 34 years old, I finally had just had enough of just not having nothing, and just I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so I had lost everything. I didn't have a home, which I've lost everything like this in several different situations throughout these years. I would lose everything, and I would go into, I've been into every rehab treatment center there is. I've been in them. I've been into the psychiatric evaluation, the 72-hour holds where they hold you. And try to, you know, diagnose you with all these stuff. I've been to the doctor, and they tried to diagnose me with being bipolar, schizophrenic, put me on a pretty high dose of Prozac, had me on it wasn't a high dose, but nevertheless, it was very addictive, and that was Valium. And so they put me on this medication, and they tell you, you know, okay, even though you've had all these problems because of the drugs, here's more drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for some reason in our mind, we're thinking, well, they know better. They know what's best. So this ain't maybe the same as the drugs I'm getting off the street. So let me go ahead and take these. It's going to be okay, you know. But that's the biggest lie. The biggest lie. I'm not bipolar. I'm nowhere near schizophrenic. What I was lost.
Amen.
That's what I was.
Well, you were lost. You were scared. You were angry at the world and those around you. You were frustrated. You were doing everything possible to satisfy something inside you, from drugs to booze to sex, and nothing could fill that void. But you were trying to fill it with all kinds of things, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the stress that comes with trying to raise children, especially in the years that I was a single parent. And like I said, that's why it's so important for us who do know, those that do know the Lord and that do believe, to be there, to try to encourage and to try to stay involved with our family and those that are close to us that we know are struggling. Because that is one of my biggest things that is in my heart now. I feel for those who are out there who don't have any family that's walking right or anyone that can come and just show them kindness and show them the goodness of God. I'm a living testimony of what years and years and years of just the wickedness of this world will do to you, to a person, to their mind. Like at one point, I probably had a mental breakdown just because of the spiritual. When the Lord was taking me through and delivering me from some spirits, you know, everything that you do that is not of God, it'll attach itself to you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things you have to get deliverance from in order to be free. All of them, really. But you know, I had so many that had attached themselves to me. Demons, it's demonic spirits, is what it is.
I won't get that just a minute. But now, how old were you before you realized there's something more to this than trying to see a doctor? I mean, before you realize this is a spiritual need, how old were you whenever the Lord started opening your eyes up to the truth?
I was about, like I said, about 34 years old, and I made the decision to, I had been homeless for a while at this time, for about 6 or 7 months. I had been on the street, and I had been just roaming around, eating what I could from day to day, just, you know, just doing terrible things for food.
I don't get too personal, but now were you doing drugs on the street, selling drugs, selling yourself? How were you feeding yourself?
I was doing drugs. I was sleeping with you know, strange men in order to get money or drugs. I had no desire to live. I didn't care about myself, about my character, about my dignity, my integrity, nothing. You know, I really didn't want to live. I was at the point where I really just didn't want to live, but I wasn't bold enough to take my own life. I knew that I was not going to be able to go through with something like that. So, I was just living so recklessly, and I do believe that I was in the back of my mind the whole time kind of hoping that it would be the end, and I just wouldn't realize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. You were trying to escape without doing it to yourself.
Yes.
And Satan was doing his best to take your life before you had a chance to come to Christ. So,
yeah.
So you were on the streets, literally on the streets, sleeping in the streets, eating what you could find, wherever, and live any way possible. So what was it that brought you to your senses? I mean, we know the prodigal son was in the hog pen eating corn husk. What brought you to your senses?
Well, I knew of Jesus. When I was growing up, my grandparents, they did take me to church whenever they possibly could, and it wasn't a whole lot that I got to attend, but it was just enough to plant that seed. So I knew that I had a Savior. And I'll never forget it. I was homeless and I was on the streets in Winston-Salem. And it's another long story as to how I ended up that far away from my hometown. But I actually did. Went from one homeless situation here in my hometown all the way down to Winston-Salem. Ended up down there, which is about 2 hours or so away from my hometown. And I had nobody, not one person, that I could actually pick up the phone and call that would answer the phone for me and speak to me. Not one. There wasn't one person.
So lonesome and so scared. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that is when I realized, you know what? I better just pray. I better just talk to the Lord. Because there were so many nights that I would be sleeping on South Street down there in Winston-Salem, and there would be events that would take place that would be so scary. And I would just feel this sense of comfort, and I knew it was the Lord. I knew the Lord was there with me in a lot of really particular circumstances that I can remember that stand out to me. I knew His presence. I could feel His presence. Because that's the only person it could have been to have kept me. He kept me in so many different instances and situations that I could sit here and tell you about them over and probably keep you on the phone all night. But I could feel His presence, and I knew that if I could get my way in my heart, I just knew I needed to get to a church. I just needed to get to a church. So I did end up getting one of my daughters on the phone after days and days of trying, and she agreed to come down to Winston-Salem and pick me up and bring me back up here to our hometown. And so when I got back here, I checked myself. I went to this program. I've been to two different programs. I've been to Grace Home, which is a Christian retreat for women down in South Carolina. A wonderful program. It's a 90-day program. You go through the program, you live there with other women, and they work you as far as they take care of all the facilities and everything there. The women do all the work, the cooking, the cleaning, the yard work, the laundry. It's all divided out among the girls. And while you're there for those 90 days, your meals are free, and they help you to get your mind clear, to get focused on the Lord. They have, disciplined schedules to where you have Bible studies that you have to attend. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a set time. They enforce authority.
All right. Hang on through the break, please, sweetheart. Folks, after the break, we'll be in the next hour. We're going to take phone calls. Give me questions for Kelly. Any comments you want to ask, if you need something yourself, don't feel bad to call. You don't have to give us your name or anything if you don't want to. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't y'all go away.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all.
Good job, Kelly.
Unstable times. Thank you.
Excellent job. And I admire your courage.
Shortages of many products in America. Cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food. Simply by calling Nemana Foods. The best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. And we're talking to Kelly Collins. And if you're out there tonight, maybe you're facing something, maybe not necessarily related to what you went through, but perhaps you're angry, you're frustrated, and maybe you try to go to church and live right, but Satan gets you bound up in hatred, perhaps, or bitterness of some kind, and it bothers you. And the Bible says that bitterness will spring up and will hurt those around you also. If you're facing that, I think Kelly could relate that also, because she went through pure hell for a while, and she hated. She was angry, and she couldn't find an answer till she come to Christ. Maybe she can relate to you on your anger and your bitterness. And I'm sure, Kelly, from time to time, you got very angry and bitter towards your parents, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, goodness, yeah. I mean, you know, praise God, my mother is clean and sober and living for the Lord and has been for, I'd say, well over 10 years, 10-plus years now. And I thank the Lord for that, you know, and he's restored that relationship. But there was a time where years went by and I didn't speak to her and she didn't have any use or speak to me. You know, and my dad, now he's passed away, but we used together, me and my dad did. He was a big enabler for me. Up until the time he passed away, me and him were pretty active in addiction together. And so, yeah, it was really toxic. Even though we had a relationship to where we were involved in one another's life, it wasn't the ideal father-daughter relationship.
Right.
You know, so, but, yeah, it caused a lot of separation between my family, you know, my children. It caused a lot of separation there. They sort of just got to the point where they didn't want anything to do with me and probably was embarrassed by me and ashamed, you know, of me as their mom. And, you know, so that's things that's consequences that come with our sin. And, but that's nothing that's too big for the Lord to work out to the good. You know, the Word of God says He works all things to the good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So there's nothing that we've messed up so bad or that we've done that's so terrible that God can't fix it and turn it around and work it out, not just for our good, but for everyone that was involved, everybody that you come into contact with. It'll work out to the good for them as well.
Wow, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. And that is the hope, the blessed hope that's ours through Christ for all of us. Maybe a lot of people weren't involved in drugs and illicit sex and all the other things. Maybe they weren't involved in that. But the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us deserve damnation. And the same grace that brought Kelly up brought me out. The same grace and same strength that preserved the saints in Hebrews 11 is the same way I have offered today. It's all the same God. From the beginning to the end, He's the same God. And He offers us the hope of salvation that the world can't give us, folks. Please understand, the world cannot give you what you want. You may think it can. You may try money. You may try things. You may try all kinds of things. But no one can fill that space in your heart but God Almighty, because that space is reserved for you. And by the way, that is a scientific fact. Oh, yeah, it's called the God gene. It's real. Don't believe it if you don't want to. I don't care. But that's in your gene to want to serve God. Why do you think all around the world tribes in the deepest, darkest jungles have a God? Because they have a God gene that's searching for the truth. Unfortunately, millions don't find it. It's offered to all freely. Kelly, go ahead. We'll take a phone call or two in a minute, but you go ahead and finish your story.
Okay, so I had went, let me say first, at about age 34, I went... got myself back here to my hometown, had my daughter bring me back from Winston where I was in that homeless situation, brought me up here, back to where I was from. And my mother at that time, she actually agreed to let me come to her house. And she didn't know what to do with me. She didn't know how to deal with me. So she called which is now a very good teacher that we have here that is and has a ministry called Vessels of Mercy. That is a transitional house for women here in Morganton that have been through these sort of life like I have, and then get back on their feet and devote their life to God and want to serve the Lord and become disciples of Jesus Christ. So she got a hold of her, and she came and got me, and she went to have a conversation with me, going to ask me, was I saved? And I just stopped her and said, you know what, I just need to get somebody to take me to a church. I just need to get to a church. I was yearning. There was something inside of me that was yearning to be at the altar. And she said, you know what? I've got the keys to the church. Let's go. So she put me in the car, and she took me over here to the church, which I still attend today. And there was no one there. And she asked, did I want her to go in? I said, no, I'll go in here. It's between me and the Lord. And when I went in there, I tell you what, me and the Lord just had it out. You know, I screamed and I shouted and I pounded on the floor and I paced back and forth and I just poured my heart out to the Lord. But as I spoke and as I poured my heart out to the Lord, He began to work in me right then. Right then, He began to change my heart from that very minute. And my mind was to the point where I was able to get clean. I got clean. I got sober. Did really well. Did really well for several years. But what I didn't do was stay faithful to my relationship with the Lord. Once the Lord delivered me from all the trauma, you know, I was off the street. I was off the drugs. I was off the alcohol. Had an income coming in. Had a job. Had some sort of a relationship again with my children and with my family. It wasn't very good ones, but at least we were speaking. So I, like a lot of people, got back into the mentality of thinking, well, I got this. I got this, Lord. You got me off the street and you got me cleaned up. And so I don't need you no more now. You know, I got it. And that was the That was the biggest mistake, once again, that I could have possibly ever made. I fell harder after that than what I had walked in about my whole life.
That's biblical. You know that. That's biblical. That fulfills Scripture. It's better to not know the truth than to know it and turn your back on it. So, yeah,
exactly.
That's very biblical. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so once I decided I didn't need to go to church and I didn't need to read the Bible, even though I have been through this program now, and they give you all the tools how to stay in a good relationship, keep your relationship with the Lord, and how to be obedient and discipline yourself in your relationship. So I just threw all those skills out the window, thought I was just going to be able to do it on my own. And like I said, I fell harder after that than I had walked in all my days. I'd never seen as hard days as what I saw after that. I began to use drugs again. I began to drink again. I became promiscuous again. I lost my twin girls due to my addiction. I was tormented in my mind. That's the best way that I would be able to describe it to you. Day and night, I was tormented in my mind, in my thoughts. I saw demonic spirits. I've come into contact with them very close. And,
we'll get the phone calls in a minute, but what do you mean you come in contact with demonic spirits? Did you saw them? What did they do? What were they like?
I saw them. I was here in my mom's house. And I was alone, and I was in her living room, and I was, like I said, I was at this time being tormented, really. There were so many conversations going on in my mind, and these were people that I knew, voices, but I was hearing whole conversations, and I had no discernment, see? I didn't have any discernment as to what was truth and what wasn't, because I had fallen off so far from the Lord. And I just remember seeing, it was like two dark shadows, almost like a blob. You know how if a car that's about to blow up blows out a big black cloud of smoke the muffler? It was like two big clouds of that, and they were bowed down at my feet. They were bowing, and above them was a huge white angel. That was the light. A big angel was in the living room in here above.
Okay, they were bowed down at your feet?
Yes, they were. They were.
And they were bowed at your feet, and I don't think it's because they were afraid of you, but they must have recognized the angel was there.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was just, like I said, just sitting there trying to discern what I was hearing and trying to figure out what to believe and what not to believe. And talking with the Lord now, you know, the Lord is still going to be with you in those dark places. If you know Him and you reach out to Him, He's always right there. He's always right there. And I had been seeking the Lord again whenever this had occurred, before this had occurred. I had begun to seek the Lord again. I had begun to read my word. I had been in solitary confinement for quite some time. I do have a record. I've had several arrests where I did several stretches in the jail. And in the jail is where the Lord delivered me this second time. And in there, He brought me through, just like you said at the beginning of this program, fire by trial in the flesh. And I don't know if you know what I mean there, but I've experienced a lot of things that I never thought I would ever experience. The plank in the eye, I've had that. I've had one in my eye, and the Lord was showing me you cannot pick the speck out of your brother's until you can pick the plank out of your own.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I was very diligent about staying in the Word at this time, just seeking the Lord and seeking the Lord. And He began to illuminate the trees. Once I got free, he used the trees to illuminate himself and to show himself to me many, many, many times. He's done so many things for me, like I said, that I could be on here and talk to you and take up so much time. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you this. I ended up, after I was seeking the Lord for about 6 months, and I was clean and sober, I decided I was going to go into another program and just take a little extra time, just me and the Lord. So I went into this place called Bethel Colony of Mercy, which is for women, and it's here in North Carolina. Great program, wonderful program. Gives you structure, helps you to learn the word, helps you to learn a lot about yourself. And so I went there, and I graduated from there. And I've been clean right at a year now. And the Lord has restored so much in my life. I have a good job. I have a great relationship with my children, a great relationship with my mother. Like the Lord has, I give all the glory to God.
Amen.
For the fact that I'm just even here, you know. He did it. He did
Amen.
It. All I had to do was show up, and he'll do the rest.
Amen. Amen. That's the God we serve, folks. That's the God that's calling your name tonight. If you're in a mess like this and you need help, the same God that delivered her will deliver you if you'll trust him. And
yes,
it doesn't cost a penny. There's no work to it. You just trust. That's all you have to do is trust. He'll take care of the rest of it. And that's offered to you right now. If you want to call and ask any questions, please do so. Let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Kelly. Kelly, I'm so happy to hear how you turned your life around. Amen. You know, all of us have to always keep in our minds that we need the Lord right up until the time he calls us home. Sometimes we forget that. While I was on hold, though, I think you answered my question. I was going to ask you, what is your relationship today with your children?
Oh, it's wonderful. My three adult children, I see them at least once a week. We get together, have cookouts, very involved with my grandchildren. I'm able to pick one of them up and take them to church with me on Sundays. My little granddaughter, I pick her up on Sundays and take her to church, so she's getting to experience that. And the Lord is in control, and he is making a way for me to be back in my 9-year-old twins' life. They're the youngest of the five. They're with their father. He's got a lot of unforgiveness and a lot of bitterness and stuff toward me still. And I believe God's going to use every bit of this, if it was for nothing else but for my ex-husband to be able to learn to forgive in order to receive forgiveness. I
Amen.
Do. Because
Amen,
I,
Amen, Kelly. You're Amen. Blessed now, Kelly. Amen.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Chance. Folks, phone lines are open. I know a lot of you listening probably don't want to interrupt, but don't feel, if you have a question, don't feel like you're bothering us, because you're not. If you're hurting yourselves, if you don't want to share your name with us, even where you're calling from, we'd love to talk to you. I'll even pray with you. And I know Kelly would also. She has started a ministry, folks, of helping people. I'm going to let her tell you about that in a minute. But the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. Now, you've started a ministry of your own, Kelly. What are you doing?
I've started a thing called Jesus Meet, because Jesus actually does meet you where you're at. He will come. He's right there, wherever you're at. And I put together bags with different items twice a month, and I go and I hand them out to the homeless and the unsheltered here in my community. And I try to talk with them, and I've got an opportunity to pray with several and pass out some Bibles whenever I go out. I just like to go out. I make it a point to go out and to just love on as many people as I possibly can, because when the Lord says he will take out of you a heart of stone and put in you a heart of flesh. He will do that, and glory be to God, he has done that. He has done that for me, and he made it so that a woman who once didn't care for her own life, I didn't care if I woke up the next day or not, now wake up every day expecting and asking the Lord for opportunity to be able to help someone. Just one person, I tell the Lord, if I can just meet one person today that I can share the love of God with, that I might could uplift or encourage in some kind of way or pray for, then that's the biggest blessing. I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, if you don't ever give me another blessing, you've already blessed me beyond anything that I could ever have asked for or deserved. We don't deserve any
Amen.
Of it.
Amen. Amen.
But he has given me, like he said, he wants us to have life and to have it abundantly. And when the Lord opens doors, let me tell you, he opens them wide open. And he pours out his spirit from heaven down into your life and into your heart. And he will change you to where your desires become his desires. If you will keep God as a priority in your life, and then others, and then yourself, that is how the Lord trained me to walk, to put him first, to put others second, and then myself third, and to be a good steward of what he blesses me with. Then you just have, I don't even sometimes can comprehend some of the things that the Lord will do. I see miracles all the time. But yes, Jesus meets. I go out twice a month. I take these bags. Most of the time it's hygiene products. Sometimes I'm able to do flashlights and batteries and tarps, bungee cords and rope. Because, you know, like I said, I try to help the community here that is homeless. And so I do this, like I said, twice a month. And it's just a blessing to me to get to just love on these people. And I tell them, hey, I was on these same streets, walking these same streets right here. And look at me now. Look what God can do. And not as in a prideful way, but as in, like, you know, I'm full of joy. And this is not like happiness that just wears off. this joy, you might have a hard day and you might not be smiling all day, but in your heart, you have peace and you still have your joy. It never goes nowhere. Like, this is unbelievable what the Lord has done for me in my life.
Amen.
And I want for everybody to just fall in love with God and let him show you how he loves you and how he sees you. Because if you can begin to see yourself as the Lord does, oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it's the only way to live, if you ask me.
To become a child of the living God, folks. Unbelievable blessing. You can't describe it to experience yourself, but she's trying. How can folks help you with the ministry? What can they do to help you?
My email is Kelly Arnett, which is my maiden name, ARNETTE 0307 at iCloud.com. They could either send me an email if they wanted to maybe mail some things to my home address, if they wanted to maybe donate some money by Cash App, or just anything. If they just have an abundance of supply of, say, some toilet paper, and they decide they want to help, if you can send it here, I can get it out to the people.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, to make it simple, if you want to send Kelly anything, you write to us. If you want to send a cash or a check, make it to Kelly Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Send it to me, and I'll forward to Kelly. If you want to donate a material things like maybe shampoo or toilet paper or whatever, you call me and I will give you Kelly's address and you can mail it to her. Now, we want to help this young lady. So if you want to give anything to help her at this ministry, cash, supplies, call us the office or just send us a letter. Most of you have your address. If you don't, you can call and get it at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And get the address and send whatever you can financially or materially, whatever you can spare. I promise you, every bit you send will get right to Kelly. And I mean that. So just make it easy for everybody out there. Help us help Kelly. Send the money, whatever you want to us. If you have a carton of toilet paper, you call me. I'll have Kelly's address. We'll send tell you how to mail it right to her. But whatever you want to do to help her ministry, this lady's on fire for Christ, and she's doing her best to spread this joy. Let's help her, folks. We're a family in Christ. Family helps family. So now that's an offer I made you, so just use it. Kelly, we're down to the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
I just would like for anybody that's listening that may just not know what their next turn is going to be in life, don't worry about making another choice except for make the choice to know that Jesus is Lord of your heart. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and to be the Lord of your life and confess your sin and the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for everybody, and let the Lord come in and take over your heart. If you don't do anything else and you don't know anything else to do, do not go to bed. Don't let the sun go down one more day without being sure that you know that Jesus has covered you with his blood and his robe of righteousness. That's what I would have to say.
Amen.
Because
very well put. Very well put. Kelly Collins, it's been a pleasure to have you. And I promise you, if anybody sends anything here, I will see that you get it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And it's been just a pleasure to be able to share. And I do thank you so much. And I do give God all the glory.
Amen. Well, you text me your address. So I'll have it, and I'll have it to forward to other people if they send something. And Kelly, God bless you, sweetheart. I'm sorry you went through all this hell to get where you are, but it made you into a stronger warrior for Christ. So there's a blessing behind it after all.
Amen.
Well, you take care and keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, you heard a powerful testimony available to you if you need it. Tomorrow night we have Dr. Heidi Kessling on. We're going to discuss how people donate their organs and they're not dead. If they're dead, they can't use the organs. We're going to discuss this. Many people are killed on this table giving organs away. We'll discuss tomorrow night with an expert named Dr. Heidi Kessling. Don't miss that. And don't forget this weekend we're going to have Bible study, Lord willing. Okay? But I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.